Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today and happy Labor Day weekend. I can't believe we're already in September. So on today's show, my guest is Margaret Ennis. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Carol. It's nice to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. And for those of you that may not know, Margaret Ennis is the administrator for the Wayne County Office of Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Interventions, right?
That's correct.
I have the acronyms on my paper, but I've said it so much that I've learned what they all mean.
Yeah.
So thank you again for joining me on the show today. This topic has really become very important in my life and the community that I live. For those of you that may not know, September 3rd through the 11th is Suicide Prevention Week. But part of an organization that I'm proud to be part of, as well as Margaret, is the Wayne Pike Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative, correct?
That is correct.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we've been pretty active in Wayne and Pike County for at least 5 years that I've been involved with it. Mm-hmm. And I know, Margaret, you're a big part of our group also.
Yes, thanks. And actually, we had a suicide prevention initiative before that, mm-hmm. And we did many of the same things, but it was shifted to Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative about 5 years ago. But we've been doing these same kind of prevention initiatives for at least 12 years
right.
here in Wayne County.
Right, which is, again, so important for our community to know about it. And, you know, our goals out there is to just education, help provide resources for individuals. And so, you know, I asked you to be on the show today because we have two upcoming programs that's really special for our community that we want to talk about. So the first one is the Mind of a Student Athlete, correct?
That's correct. It is a presentation by Dr. Jared Spencer. Dr. Jared Spencer is a sports psychologist and an author and a consultant to actually major league sports teams. And what he does is he specifically speaks to communities, and in ours, the intended audience are athletes and coaches and their families. And what he really talks about is keeping a healthy mind, and eventually really then equates to better performance. But his real focus is on the healthy mind and the healthy athlete in general. And we thought that this was a very appropriate presentation in our community, especially during Suicide Prevention Month and Recovery Month, because so often, our agency, officially, we reach out to at-risk youth and at-risk families, and I think we do a really good job at that,
mm-hmm.
about, you know, self-esteem and letting them know where to get help and how to reach out. But this is an opportunity, really, for our community to talk to those kids who are the athletes, the A students, the go-to kids, you know, and I call them they're everything to everyone all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself brings pressure on kids, whether it's even self-induced, even if the coaches don't put that on the pressure or their parents, sometimes these kids put that pressure on themselves. And Jared Spencer really then talks to them about how to keep that healthy mind so that, and when do they reach out for help? And then where do they reach out for help? So that they can continue to be the best that they can possibly be. So we're very excited about this presentation. It is, and so very appreciative for NSPI to be, to support this and actually have the funding to bring this into our community. There are two presentations of this.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, both presentations are Sunday, September 10th. It was specifically put on a Sunday because there aren't any games scheduled
yes,
on Sundays.
Yes.
So because we really want to capture coaches and team members and parents. And so the first presentation is at Forest City Regional High School in their auditorium from 1 o'clock to 2:30, and the doors open at 12:30. The second presentation, it's the exact same presentation, is at Wampelpak Area High School later that day at 6 o'clock. So that's from 6 to 7:30, and those doors open at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is welcome to come. It's free of charge. We want as many people as possible to come and really hear this message. Dr. Spencer shared with me that the most effective way this message gets to those students really is when their coaches come with them. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, definitely, most definitely parents always. But this is one area where when the coaches and the athletes hear this message together, it is most beneficial. So I am really putting a plea out there.
Yes, we are.
For mm-hmm. all, you know, if you're a coach, whether it's Little League, Missy, Bitty Basketball, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know, and obviously all the school districts in all of the schools, whether they're, you know, that please come mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. listen. It's only an hour and a half, but I really think it's a powerful message. And I think people will really feel that it was an hour and a half well spent. So, so we're very excited about that. Right. Again, it's for everyone to come, and it's free of charge. So please.
Right. And that's what's so great about this program. You know, we tried, you know, I say we because, you know, part of that NSPI group, we really, you know, want to cover our whole area, you know, because, you know, we're having in Forest City, we're having in Wallenpaupack school districts, but it's open to students at Western Wayne, you know, Delaware Valley, you know, from all those different areas that they can come and listen to this presentation. And I like the fact that you also brought up, you know, Little League coaches, you know, mm-hmm. because children start early with that, you right. know, with sports and athletics, and it's mm-hmm. never too early to talk to your children, to, you know, have the coaches talk to their students about all of this.
Exactly. And Carol, I'm so glad you brought it up about everyone being included, even though it's in these two schools. Actually, that was very specific, so that Forest City, we could capture the Northern Wayne County and Lackawanna County too, mm-hmm. like Carbondale area was specifically invited to come as well, Carbondale Area High School. And yes, and so we're hoping that Western Wayne and Honesdale and, you know, all the travel teams in between.
Right,
and,
right.
you know, mm-hmm. so also attend. Again, thank you for clarifying. It isn't just for these two school districts. This is a community-wide mm-hmm. presentation.
Right, you know, and as the organization NSPI, we work with different team members. Like, for example, the Wallenpaupack area soccer team, their mm-hmm. their soccer club, you know, raised monies last year, donated to Wayne Pike NSPI, where we can use some of the funds for this program. We use some of those funds for the program that they just had at Wallenpaupack for their student athletes,
right,
mm-hmm. which is so important.
It is. And, you know, really, what a tribute to them mm-hmm. for students to realize that strong mental health is a an issue worthy of fundraising for.
Right.
And giving back to the community in that way is just such a very powerful message. And I'm so very proud of and grateful for those young people for thinking in those terms.
Right. And wanting to help their fellow students right. and their classmates, which, mm-hmm. again, that's the whole purpose of all of this, is to bring them all together right. and be open and have conversations about wellness and mental health or mental wellness, should we say.
Exactly.
Right. Yes. And so now we also have our second event that we have coming up, right? Our Share the Journey Walk.
Yes, and that's been an annual event for like I said, probably 15 years mm-hmm. under NSPI. I think we're in our fourth year, specifically under NSPI. But that the Share the Journey Walk is scheduled for Saturday, September 16th, and that is at the Wallenpaupack Area High School at their track area. The program starts at 11 o'clock and then the walk directly afterwards. I think what's interesting and really special about this event is that the walk isn't the focus mm-hmm. of this, you know, although, you know, we walk around the track and we see eagles and it's always the highlight of the day when the eagles fly over us. But it really is about the coming together mm-hmm. of those people, you know, who have lost their loved ones who died by suicide, and their courage to come to a community event and to share that grief with others. And for those who necessarily may not have had that experience in their life, but they are there to support mm-hmm. people as well and support the whole concept that we need to be a community for each other. And we come together in that moment, you know, at Wallenpaupack, at the track, And there is a ceremony, it's a program, and there are some speakers there who talk about what that means, you know, from different aspects, whether it's somebody who is a family member or someone who attempted, you know, suicide and, you know, is here to talk about that.
Right.
And so it usually is a powerful,
mm-hmm.
It's not a very long time that we're together, but it's powerful. And it really, I think, leaves a mark on those,
mm-hmm.
everyone who comes.
Right.
And so there are refreshments there. There'll be a basket raffle and a $10 donation. But really, if that's a barrier, we just want people to come.
Right.
You know, it is a fundraiser for NSPI so that we can continue to bring,
mm-hmm.
community programs here to raise awareness about suicide prevention and how we as a community can address that. But the real focus for Saturday, September 16th, is for people to come together.
Right,
and
right.
There's a memorial wall there, and people bring pictures of their loved ones and just be able to have time to share a story.
Right.
And sit down over a cup of, mm-hmm. coffee or, you know, a glass of iced tea and just be able to share those moments, you know, the happy ones and the not so happy ones.
Right.
So if you have any questions about that walk at all, please feel free to call me at any time. My number is 570-253-9200. Or also you can call Joanna Van Tine, who is also on the NSPI board, and her phone number is 862-210-0029. And there is a Facebook for Wayne County NSPI, Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative, and there's also Instagram at Wayne Pike NSPI.
Right, great. Well, thank you, Margaret. The information that you shared about these two events are so important for our community. You know, again, one of the goals of NSPI is to bring resources, to bring education opportunities to our community members. So if anyone's listening today, are there opportunities that maybe an organization or a business would like some education for their staff or for their workers? Are there opportunities available for them?
I'm really glad you asked that, Carol, because there are, and I want people to know that there are those opportunities. There are programs called Mental Health First Aid. That's a half a day, you know, training program. And really what that does, it helps educate individuals who want to be educated about some of the warning signs of suicide. And most importantly is how to respond to someone when they come to you and they're expressing some of those kinds of concerns, and then where to refer them,
mm-hmm.
and how to refer them. Because so often when so many of us in this community are in positions where we hear of someone who's just having difficulty, and you know, it could be anywhere. It could be it could be at Super Duper. It could,
right.
be, you know, it could be in a parking lot, you know, when someone, you just bump into someone and the simple, hi, how are you, leads to a conversation that, so mental health first aid and some of these other programs I'll talk about really just help people be comfortable in having those conversations. And then be confident to where to refer them, because sometimes the other thing is people may be comfortable listening, but then they say, I don't know what to do,
right,
for them.
Right.
So these kinds of educational programs give all of us,
mm-hmm.
those, you know, that power to say, I know where you can go for help, and be confident to say, if you call this number, somebody will answer that number and give you the help you need.
Right.
And so,
speaking of numbers, yes. Are there any resource numbers locally that we can kind of just share on the radio?
Of course. So first of all, if someone is in crisis, that we definitely need the crisis number out there, Carol, and that's for Wayne County, the number is 833-557-3224, or you can text 63288. And for Pike County, the number is 1-800-849-1800. 6-8. And if someone is really getting startled or they're in, you know, you can always dial 988.
Correct.
And that will get you to a crisis line as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, and if you want any of these community resources, education resources for you, please call me at the Wayne County Office of Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Intervention at 570-253-9200.
And they could also come to these events, correct?
Because
we've worked hard on resource cards to give out to the community members at both of these events. And again, if someone couldn't make to either of them, you know, give Margaret a call at her office and she'd be happy to send that out to them, correct?
Exactly. So again, if you're a business, a group, or any individual who's interested in these topics and want to learn more, please call me at any time at the office. Thank you.
Great. Margaret, thank you so much for being on the show. It's amazing how much information we can cover in 15 minutes, right?
Yes.
Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager from Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a safe and happy weekend.